The reason why I wanted to start you on Tui is because this is, style-wise, this is what we call in New Zealand draft, which doesn't really mean much other than it's one of these. These are massively popular. This is, you know, this is the Bud Light of of New Zealand. This is what people drink. This is what people go and buy a 24-pack of and then go to a party.
Yeah, right.
They have a 24-pack. Sorry. They buy their 24-pack each. But the reason why the style ever existed at all is quite kind of unique. New Zealand very nearly had prohibition for a while. You guys actually had it.
You never did?
We very nearly had it. It was massively regulated.
About the same era? 1919?
Later. Just after the war, I think it was the real crackdown. They never got to the point of banning it, but the high watermark of the nearly prohibition was a law that said that the bars could only be open until 6 o'clock. So everyone's at work until 5. The bars only open until 6. So the scenes were apparently hilarious. You know, the factory would shut down and then just run.
Did they have a certain name for that? I was trying to remember
the 6 o'clock swill.
That's what it was. I was thinking trough. I don't know why I just
came to the 6 o'clock bucket. But like, this was mad, right? You know, it never worked because people just got drunk in 45 minutes and then went home having not eaten dinner.
Passed out.
And the wife is there cooking dinner for the kids and the husbands were just appalling. Like even, you know, there's a kind of horribly dark side to it where there was, you know, significant spousal abuse going on because these guys are just going home completely trashed. But the ridiculousness of the law changed the whole layout of towns across New Zealand with massive beer barns like built right in the industrial area.
Changed
the standard design of the pub that looked like they all looked the same for 40 years even after the swill was over, with big tall tables and no chairs and massive long bars with heaps and heaps of servers just so you could, you know, get as much product over the bar as fast as possible. Good. And this is what you drank. You drank something that was officially a lager, but kind of coloured up to look like an ale, because ale was still kind of, you know, manly as opposed to kind of sissy golden lager at the time. And there's not much to it. Just go ahead and have a sniff. Kind of controversially, they market it as an IPA, and it's not an IPA. It's not remotely an IPA. IPA is India Pale Ale, too. Massively hoppy, really flavorful. We'll have one later.
Oh yeah, that tastes like Bud Light.
It's 4% rather than like 5, and there's not a lot of flavor to it. It's built for drinking a pint in a couple of seconds. For that, it's perfectly suited. But you have to wonder, why the hell is it still popular? Yeah. Why is it still around?
Right.
Because you can stick a straw in the top of the bottle and finish the bottle in about 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yep.
Present.
Yeah, not much depth at all.
So it is a lager. And it's coloured just with caramel. They literally put caramel in it to make it darker. And it's made using this process that a guy, a New Zealand brewer, came up with. Where instead of making beer in a big batch and then cleaning everything out and then making another big batch, he invented a way called continuous fermentation to basically just turn beer into a proper production line. So you can just keep pouring ingredients at one end and keep getting beer out the other end, just with this complicated kind of back and forth in between what would normally be two completely separate stages of the brew. He just made them kind of pipe into each other and just keep going. It's a really terrible thing to do to beer. It just robs it of all of its flavor. But this thing took the world by storm. This invention, continuous fermentation, everybody picked up on it. American breweries used it. European breweries used it. 20 years later, they all stopped using it because they realized it made the beer just awful. It gave the beer no time to develop any flavor at all.
So what would it taste like? This is still it? It's
still made using that process. New Zealand's the only place left. We invented it. It took the world by storm.
What does it taste like?
And this is still made using the same using the same method. It's one of the very few things that still are. There's this, there's export gold, and a few other of those kind of bog standard New Zealand sort of brew.
Do they use any hops at all in this?
Allegedly. And they call it an IPA, right? So written right on the label, there's Tui East India Pale Ale, and sometimes they talk about like the history of Pale Ale of IPA on the bottle. And that's got them in trouble. But so far no one successfully managed to convince a court to tell them they can't do that. It's really funny reading like a beer review website that's not local, like Rate Beer is a big American site, and you go there and you look up Tui, and it's Tui, you know, East India Pale Ale. And there's all these people going, what? Why isn't it? Why? What? Where's the hops? What? I don't get it. This is a really different kind of IPA. I don't understand. What's going on? You know, people saying I bought a 330ml bottle for $15 at a place in Belgium. Like, oh my god! Really? Oh, I'm
ashamed. Shame.
So this is currently New Zealand's contribution to the world of beer.
Number one.
Seriously, like with that process that we invented and it took the world by storm, and now we're the only people still using it. And this is the only like recognized indigenous style of beer. And it came from making a beer that was bland enough for people to skull during the time of near prohibition.
In 45 minutes.
This is how embarrassing it is. New Zealand craft brewing has really kicked off in the last like 10 years. And there are some styles that come up later that kind of people are arguing, well, look, this is unique. Because, you know, beer styles kind of evolve in different parts of the world. And, you know, when you're a Belgian making wheat beer, you make it very different to how the Germans next door make it. And so they kind of develop into different styles. But so far, this is the only kind of universally acknowledged New Zealand style.
Well, that's tragic.
So, there's no way we couldn't start here.
Intriguing.
Yeah, to be a local beer nerd, you have to know about this, and you have to know why it is what it is. But like I say, you just sit there going, so why does anyone still drink it? You know, like the penny farthing bicycle is an interesting piece of history. But it's stupid. I know why they did it. They couldn't figure out a safe way to make the gearing system work, so they just had to make the wheel bigger so that the physics made any sense. But now we know how to make gears. Put the penny farthings away. It's stupid. Something different?
Sure. Let's do that.